Wednesday, Shir Ayin Tes.
Wanted to say some chidushim. It's nice zachen takel siyata d'shmaya. We'll see. I think it's mamish emes leamitot. I think it was Mizgale, all these halokim. We'll go duch besugya. The Gemara mentioned that chavti beniskoi loiktoni, elok chavti betashlumi niskoi. If it would be beniskoi, the mechayev would be that you chayev to pay the whole nezek 200. Chavti betashlumi niskoi, you don't pay 200. You pay 150, and you use the nevela to be mashlim the shiur. This is the Gemara. On the Esbeir. Chavti beniskoi the pshat is you pay 200. Chavti betashlume niskoi you use the nevela, and you fill it up till 200. You pay another 150. So that the mazik has to be metapel by the nevela to reach, to sell the nevela to make money out of it, to be mashlim the shiur hezek. And the komashmalon is that the nizik has to sell the nevela, and the nizik has to make money out of the nevela and to be mashlim the shiur. That's the Gemara. And the Gemara asks on this akasha, I need a posuk for that. Even if the mazik is high of 200, he could take neveles and pay the tashlumi. You could pay the tashlumi with neveles. You take neveles and you pay. You don't have to pay dafka with money. So what is the ganze chiddush? That he doesn't have to pay 200, he pays the 150 and he uses the nevela. The nevela, even have a neveles, he also could pay. The Gemara says the nitzricho lepchas nevela. The nevela was worth b'shas the hezek 50. So you're right, he pays another 150. Oh, but the nevela now became worth less than 50. Le nitzricho elo lepchas nevela. So the nevela became worth less than 50. He only has to pay 150. This is the tzus of the shmeis of the Gemara. The beginning of the chiddush is I will think that he has to pay 200, and he would have to sell the nevela to make money out of it. The nizik is metabel in the nevela, and I only give him 150. So the Gemara, I could pay him with nevelas. I don't need a pasuk that he's metabel in the nevela. Yoshi, and the Gemara answers the nizik chalal lepchas nevela. The nevela became worth less. Abaval b'shas the hezek, it was worth 50. I only have to give him 150. This is the Gemara, and we'll be maimid the chakir of the afikayam and the maskone. What is nischanish in the aloche of pchas nevela that even if the nevela became worth less, that it was worth 50 b'shas the hezek, and then it went down in price, I only have to give 150. What is the pshat? Is the Gemara learning pshat that the hezek is 200 and the payment is 200? The nevela is a part of the payment. Now the chiddush ha'teira is that the payment starts right away, like Loshon Rashi. And now if it goes down, it's his problem. Only the chiddush of the Gemara is that the hezek is only 150. The 50 is not a part of the hezek. So from my point, if later it goes down, it's nishna getumir. This was the suffix of the afikayam. What is the chiddush of the Gemara? The chiddush of the Gemara is that the hezek stays 200 and he pays it off with an avail of 50 and the rest 150 pays with money. Now the chiddush is that the payment is chal right away of the 50, even before the Amod Bedin. And the main, if it goes down in price, I already paid 50 with that and I only have to pay another 150. Or the chiddush is that the hezek is only 150. The chiddush is only 150. This was the suffering of afikayam. And we said in all of the Rishonim is mashma that the hezek is 200. לשון רש"י. אל פרס נבל את האוכל ברחמונה, ושעסמיס זה כוי ברשוסה. Not that the hezek was 150. The hezek is 200, it's the whole lishoynes. Rashi and the rishoynim, the hezek is 200. No, the chidush ha-teir is that the payment was already done on the 50 right away. But mele, I only have to pay 150. If it's pras nevele, the nizek loses. Right? This was the tzus of the shmeisah of the gemara. This was the tzus of the shmeisah of the gemara. And we mentioned yesterday two kashas. One kasha of the afikayam, how you could say that the hezek is 200 and the nevele is a payment of the 50. And he has to pay another 150. And the chidush ha-teir that the payment is chal right away. So b'shotam, he only has to pay chatzi nezek, and if he pays 75 plus the nevele, it's 125. This was the first kasha we mentioned yesterday from the afikayam. Second kasha we mentioned that rishonim ask a kasha. Rishonim ask a kasha. The Gemara is asking why I need a pasuk again. What does it say to the Gemara? Be'etzem the hezek is 200. I use the nevele for 50. Frank the Gemara, I don't need a pasuk for that. Even if I have nevelis, I could pay with nevelis. So what I need a chiddush that I pay only 150 and he has to take care of the nevele. I'm allowed to go and give him nevelis how much I want. Frank the Rosh, it's not true. As a machlek is, if someone has kesef and meitav, if he's mechuyev, to give the kesef, or you could give meitav. Or even if you could give meitav, shitas and the mukiyesef and the rama, or bersubin, he only could give if he doesn't have kesef or meitav. But if he has kesef or meitav, he's not allowed to give subin. So if someone has kesef or meitav, he's not allowed to give subin. So if he's not allowed to give subin, if he has kesef or meitav, so what the Gemara is saying, I don't need a posuk that I could give the nevele, because yoshim l'rabbi shavakesef afilu subin, avada you could give even nevelas. The posuk is the pchas nevele. The rosh mapitom, I need the posuk. Because without the posuk, you write that I could pay the nevelis, but nevelis is the last choice. I have to give the katchila kesef. And those state in the Gemara that I could give nevelis. So what is Gemara asking a kasha? Why I need a posuk to tell me that I could pay the nevele? I anyway could pay the nevele mitzad yoshiv. It's not true. Mitzad yoshiv le katchila, I have to give kesef. This is the kasha of the rosh. So the miyash of these kashas, I want to be maimi the sugya. I want to be maimi the sugya. We'll start keseda. You see, the dvorim is meiri. We started yesterday that the sugya starts that the pashtas the hezek is 200. Chavti benisko, you pay 200. The chidush apostle is you could use the nevela for the payment. Why I need a chiddush ha-teireh? Even if I have different nevelas, I could pay the nevelas. The Gemara will say the chiddush would be if the price went down. Right? This is the source of the sugi. But we'll start the tchilas ha-gemore. Tchilas ha-gemore is that the hezek is 200. Chavti betashlum in niskoi, I only have to pay 150. Minoa nemile is a posuk v'ameisi eloi. I only pay 150. We'll clear later why I pay 150. What is nischadish in the Gemara? What is nischadish in the Gemara? Oh, but the pashtus was that the hezek is 200. And we asked the kasha, and I want this to be very clear. Why the pashtus is that the hezek is 200? I only damaged him 150. What is price in the market? Before he was worth 200, now he's worth 50. How much he lost from his value, from his shavius? 150. He didn't lose more. And don't tell me it's not a kasha. The Rebbe, Talmid Rabbi Nutam, the one that was mekabel from Rabbi Nutam, that knows what Rabbi Nutam holds, says bedaf nun dalet, this is a metzir, the take. We didn't know till we found it. Someone showed it. Tamin Rabbeinu Tam says that it's poshut that it's 150. And this whole Gemara is chaval. Be'etzem lav dafka. You don't need a posuk, not pchas nevela, golnish. So what if the price went down? I only damaged you 150. Nevela goes down, I don't need pesukim. All these Gemara's are lav dafka, but it's not lav dafka. And then he said, Tamin Rabbeinu Tam, kach he was mekabel from Rabbeinu Tam. Dehainu, Tamin Rabbeinu Tam is learning the damage, this Gemara is extra. There's no way to understand the Gemara. It was a mud nehava, meaning that we look at the damage, and this is upon him chadoshes. And the nevel is upon him chadoshes. It's a mud nehava, meaning the damage is chaval to write it even. It's lav dafka. As I have Rabbi Nutam. Tam Rabbi Nutam, the reklam is what Rabbi Nutam learned. But no one else said it, chutz from Rabbi Nutam. So Rashi learns nishtazeh. Rashi learns that the pashas, the hezek, is 200. What is the machlekes? Rabbi Nutam understands, doesn't understand the Gemara. He says the hezek is 150. 200? Happy top. He was worth 200. Now he's worth 50. This is 150 minus 200. He was mazik 150. He's left 50. So 200 minus 50 is 150. This was the hezek. Azay doesn't tell Rabbi Nutam. And then Rashi states that the hezek is 200. So Rabbi Nutam learns, I'll say it in words. The getter of the hezek is, I took away your shavius. I broke, you were worth X amount of money, I was worth X amount of money, and now, you're worth a different amount of money. So my hezek is to your shavius, to the value. I was mazik your shavius, I was mazik how much you worth. This is what I was mazik. Rashi learns, the getter of the mazik is no shaykhus to shavius bichlal. I was not mazik the shavius. I was mazik shor, and my tafkid is, to replace the shor. My tafkid is to replace the shor. So the next question is, how much you're worth or how much you're not worth. My job is to replace your shor. Now, you either have an availer, and if it's worth something, I'm allowed to take it, sell it, make money out of it to replace the show. My mechayev is, I would not call it if I was mazik 200 or mazik 150. Both are not right. I was mazik a show, Lashon Rashi, benisko elektoni, delhevi mashma, she yeshalim shor gom uchai. Not she have a mashma, she call an. I would think that I have to replace the hezek. The gather of replacing the hezek lefi Rashi is to be maimid tzurik what happened. Now is leftovers, I will take them, I will make money out of them. So the hezek was a shor chai. You had a shor chai, and I was mazik the shor chai, and I have to replace the shor chai. So he's worth money. So somebody is worth money. I have to replace the shor. My job is to replace the shor. I need to bring 200 Zeus to replace the show. He's left with money. It's okay, so then what will be left? Will go to me. But my hezek is, I don't have a job to replace Michlal. I took off that he was worth X amount of money. I have to make him back worth that amount of money. Not to replace the chayfets. Rashi, the way we're learning with that's Rashi, the gather is not to replace the shavius, to replace the show. Replace the show. Vali had a show. I have to replace the show chai. Vali, I have to replace the show chai. But mele, I have to pay 200. Who says it? Rashi, but Metzia Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. Rashi says, someone broke a keli. Zot Rashi, so you sham how much the shvorim ashove. Now the keli was worth 100. The shvorim are worth 10. Zot Rashi, so it's worth 10. Add 90, give it to him. He will sell the broken pieces, and he will go and buy himself a keli chodosh. It's worth 10. I paid 90. I was not mazikim. Zok Rashi, no. The shavius of the shvorim is 10. Add 90. He could sell his shvorim, could make money out of it, and could buy a keli chodosh. The Ainu, we are busy if he manages to get to the Kli Chodosh. If he manages to get to the Kli Chodosh. Lemoshel, if Lu Yitzurah will manage to get the Kli Chodosh for free, Mishuma, I'm bottom. My job is to replace the Keli. While my job is to replace the Keli, if I manage to replace the Keli, I'm good. If I manage to fix it, I'm good. He can't even stop me. We'll see later. I damage his house. He wants money. I'm not giving you money. I'm a fixer. I'll fix the house myself. I says, don't fix it. Give me the money. I'll do what I want. I'm like, I don't have to give you money. Well, it says, come back and say, I don't trust you. But b'yisaydei mechir lefi rabinutan, you have to pay me money. Don't fix my house. Give me money. I don't want you to fix my house. You damage me. You owe me money. I want to fix. I'm not asking you to fix. Please don't fix. Lefi Rashi, the chiyuv is to fix. Why you can give money? Because money is a way to fix. So Rashi and Mitzia, why I could give you money? Because you will take the money and you will buy a keli. Lefi Rabinutam, we're bichlal not trying to buy a keli. So now we're going to Val B'chitas Rashi Abruro. This is the sugya. This is the tzura of the sugya. Zog the Gemara, I will think he has to pay 200, and the nevela is hard to sell. So the moicher has to give him, the mazik has to give 200. He will take the nevela, he will sell it, and he will make money out of it, and he will replace. And the chiddush haposuk is no. I could take the nevela, I could give him the nevela, and he has to sell it. Frek the Gemara Akasha, I don't need a posuk for that. Even that I have to give a keli or a shol, I could give money because malihem malid meir. The aloch is I could take nevelis and play with nevelis. You're right that I have to be maimi the shol, but I could take nevelis and pay nevelis, and with nevelis you will buy the shol. This is the aloch yoshim l'rabbi shav kesef afilu subin. I could give him nevelis and he will buy with nevelis. So the gemara, the chiddush here is I would think that the time that you could mus the nevelis is the time of the payment. I'll say that in a lomdish nusach. When you're giving him another $150 plus the nevela, so together he could go and buy a nuzach. But you gave him this 50, it went down already in price. Tomorrow you're giving him another 150, he lemaisa can buy a new keli. But the chiddush of the Torah is that b'shas the hezek, we say he has a 50, he's missing 150. This was chal on me. Taka, I don't know what he will do lemaisa. Lemaisa the nevela went down. Now it's worth only 20. He can buy a new shawl with 100. So buy it, let me get to us now. We'll see later in the sugya, show me what he does.
If he goes up.
Say it's not a buyer. I said, what if he's potter to pay or not? Aber mikol mekoyim was a salkedai toch that you're right that I could pay with neveles, but normally with a b'shasa amodas hadin, we say, I'll take this, this, and that is the time that I pay. Here the chiddush is that right away I pay. This is the gemara. So now listen carefully. So my chiyuv is to be maimi the shol chai. I would think that the nevela, while it's hard to make money, the mazik has to be terech, state of the nizek. The nizek, anyway, I'm allowed to give him behemoth and to make him to try to work to get the money. I have the terech to make him to make the money. So the mele. Zog the Gemara, so what is the Chiddush? State Yoshi. Zog the Gemara, the Chiddush is that even if the price went down. So now we'll go to the next step. Listen carefully. Rabbi Nutan came and he asked the Kasha. What the Gemara says, Teipuk Limitzad Yoshiv. But Yoshiv, you only could give Shove Kesef when you don't have money. And here the chiddush of the Torah is that I could use the nevela right away. The answer is, listen carefully, the answer. It's such an emes answer. I have to pay back a shol chai. The guy has a 50. The Gemara, why I need a pasuk? You're right that it's hard to make money out of it. You're right that it's hard to make money out of it, but does it aloche? I'm allowed to give him nevela salamot. Nevela is the second choice. It's not first choice. So what is the Gemara's kasha? The answer is Lefi Rashi. The answer is Lefi Rashi. I'm not giving him the nevela. The nevela he has. I'm not paying him. Again, what I owe him, I don't owe him 200. My job is to replace the cow. And money is ki'ilu replace. Now, 50 he has already. So how much I have to replace? Another 150. I want to explain. If the halacha would be that you cannot give subim, if the halacha would be that you cannot give subim, so he doesn't have, because he doesn't have to be terech. And Yoshiv state that subim is also money. So now he has money or he doesn't have money. I'm not paying him. I was never zoichen in a vela and paying him. Me'olam le'olam al das lefi Rashi, I'm zoichen ponim chadoshes. I damage a cow. The nevela is his. Just my job is to replace a cow. I need to replace a cow. How I replace a car? I bring a cow, I bring 200, and I replace it. I want to use the Nevela, it's very hard to make money out of it. Frank the Gemara, Abba Yoshiv state that even if it's hard, it's called a payment. Frank the Benutami, Abba Lekatchila pay with something else. I'm not paying him. I didn't damage 200, and I'm paying him 50 with the Nevela and 50 with cash. I'm trying to get back a show to the place. He has already 50. How much else do I have to give? Another 150. So you're right, when I'm going to give, I have to give money, Lekatchila. And if I don't have money, then I could give Subin. Lekatchila, I have to give money. Lekatchila, I don't give Shove Kesef. Although when I'm not trying to pay, I'm not trying to pay him the 200. I'm trying to replace a show. I'm trying to replace a show. I'm trying to replace a show. Now, he has already 50. How much I have to replace? 150. So you're right that when I pay cash like a tchile and not shove kesef. Oh, but he has it already. Look. When it's his, for sure it's called that it's paid. The Gemara is not asking Stam, if I could give Neveles, so I could give this as well. The Gemara is asking, Didei Miboye? So this is the first chelek to answer the pshat, the kasha from Rabbi Nutam. So I think this is very glad. Glad? Not glad? What is not glad about? What? I think it's very glad. Why I'm saying it's very glad? I want to go over now, we'll handle this kasha yet, to make it clear. Okay, listen carefully. You see, Mamish, Mizet Emes. We have a Gemara. The Gemara says, Chavti Beniskoi, don't pay 200, you pay 150. And you could use the Nevela. We said, Salkedait, the Mazik has the Metapel, the Nizek. Frank the Gemara, I could use the Nevela anyways. Yoshiv Lerabi Shavakesev Afilu Sudim. We mentioned that the Rosh Frank the Kashi, going back to the Kashi. What you're telling me that I could give? I know the pasuk that I could pay with an avela because state yoshiv. Even without the pasuk of yoshiv, you're right. What he's saying? Why the pasuk give the avela? Typically, mitzad yoshiv, afilu subim. Frek the rosh. If we hold that kesef and meitav and subim is only b'di'evet, like shitas aramav and muki yosef and daftes, like shitas rabbeinu tam and daftes, like shitas rashi and gittim. And like atchila kesef, rashi says kesef and then meitav. Yosef says kesef and meitav and then the taltelim. Rabbeinu Tam says kesef and meitav and then metaltelim. So I need a pasuk here that I could pay gleich with an avela. Right, this is the kasha of the Rosh. Truma Sakri says that he found that Rabbeinu Tam frek the kasha. In Sefer HaYosho, Rabbeinu Tam frek the kasha. So Rabbeinu Tam is asking on himself and Daftes. I said that if you have money, you can't pay Nevelas. So what the Gemara wants here? Why I need a pasuk of buying metabim nevela? That and the nizik is metabim nevela. I anyway could pay with nevelas. If I've been a big enough kamina, al tziyoshiv lekatchilu, you have to give kesef. Dos shtei that you could give a nevela. You know what Rabbi Nutam answers, but listen carefully. You can't even say it over. So Rabbi Nutam, this pasuk is talking that a guy doesn't have money. This pasuk was talking that a guy doesn't have money. I'm not saying Aukinte. I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking that was no money. Why? It says in the Pasuk, Shoir Tachas Shor. You give him a shor. If it's money, you're not allowed to give him a taltelim. Mefurish in Pasuk, that the guy doesn't have money. This is the reason you're giving him a shor. Zok HaBinu Tam. This Pasuk was talking that the guy did not have money. V'horaye, you didn't pay him with money. You paid with what? You didn't pay with money. With what you paid? With a show. Frank the Gemara, I could pay with Nevela for the same price. Al Koch, the man, it doesn't the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is asking a kasha. I don't know what Yoshiv. What the Gemara was asking a kasha, I don't need Yoshiv, I could pay Nevela anyway. Frank Rabbi Nutam, what do you mean? You have to pay cash. Oh, but the guy anyway doesn't have cash. Because the Taylor said pay with a cow. That may see alone, you can pay even with the Nevela. Why I need a posse that I can pay with Nevela? Why I need a posse that I can pay with Nevela? Anyways. Why I have a posse that I can pay with Nevela? Anyway, the guy doesn't have money, so for sure you can pay with Nevela. Does not come in the top? The guy doesn't have money. Orayel and Meisen, the posuk is talking that the guy is giving a cow. The guy is giving a cow. The posuk, not only a living cow, you can give a dead cow. For sure you can give a dead cow. If I could give a cow, the guy that could give cows could give dead cows. Well, no? The guy that could give cows could give dead cows. It doesn't have to give dafka. Azay frek rabinutam. Azay zog rabinutam eteretz. Next time I saw the Welt asked Rabbeinu Tam, you answered the Pasuk of Amesi Eloi. You didn't answer the Pasuk of Treife. The Pasuk of Amesi Eloi stayed Shol Tachas Shol. But it was three Pasukim. As I fragged, I saw Talmid Rabbeinu Tam, fragged the Kash, he brings the Rabbeinu Tam here, and he asks his Rebbe that it's not a good Teretz. Because you're only answering that why the Gemara didn't answer that money is first, because anyway the guy doesn't have money. Only in the Pasuk of Amesi Eloi Shol Tachashol. So the Lamdonim say, Einachanami, this is the reason Rav Kahane only has the Kasha on that Pasuk. And the other Pasukim is taken out of Kasha, you need a Pasuk. Rav Kahane was only asking on Amesi Eloi. In Rashi state, Klo Mishtaze. How the cost of Kro the Nizik Metabu Benevele. Rashi is talking about all of them. Rashi says they're not like Rabbeinu Tam, that the Pasuk is taught, that the Rapop meant of Kahana meant to ask only on Vamesi Eloi. Back to Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam came and he asked him, Akasha, how I and Rashi and all of us could hold that if it's money, you have to pay money before Nevele. So what is the Gemara's Kasha Yoshiv? The Gemara is asking a Kasha. Why I need a Pasuk that you can pay with the Nevele? You anyway could pay with Tzubi. And that's meaning like until you have to give money. No, but this guy doesn't have money. Oh, Raya, stay short, he's paying with a cow, he doesn't have money. So the Nele, Freydig Mora, a guy that doesn't have money, for sure could pay with Nevelas. As they end for Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Ayosh. Why Rashi does not like the Teretz of Rabbeinu Tam? Why we don't like the Teretz of Rabbeinu Tam? Because the answer is, short HaChashor is even better for money. Money is the best payment. No, Shol Tachashol is the best payment. The reason you have to give money lefirashi, because with money you could buy a cow. Oh, but if you're paying Shol Tachashol, it's midin subin, or it's midin... Luyitzir will be no yoshiv l'rabbe shav kesef afilu subin. I'm asking you a shayla. For will be no posuk l'rabbe shav kesef afilu subin. And you broke someone's dish. You could pay him back a dish? Lefirashi? For sure. No shaykhus to yoshiv. You broke his shawl. Avada, I could pay back a shawl. If I can't pay a shawl, I have to replace it with money. Money, meitav, subi. Oh, but if I'm replacing the chayfetz, so what's the Rabbeinu Tam? This guy never had money because he's paying shawl tach shawl. Zok Reb Nochem, muchach that Rabbeinu Tam did not learn this yesoy that you have to pay a shawl chai. Rabbeinu Tam holds that when you mazik, you pay shavius. And Shavius is a deen to pay it. You owe him money now. You don't owe him a shol. But maybe he wants cash. He doesn't want to see a shol. He doesn't want to see a chayfetz. He only wants cash. And he has the right to get cash. And if you pay him a shol, it's subim. This is Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. In Dvorim Brurim. So Val Rabbeinu Tam learns like that. This is what we said at the beginning of Shir B'Shem Talmid Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't understand how is it sad that it's a hezek of 200. It's only a hezek of 150. Here is the Talmid Rabbeinu Tam with the Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam and his Talmid are mashlim each other. They're learning pshat that the gedder of Bobikam is I was mazik shavius. The main is not the Talmid Rabbeinu Tam. The hezek is 150. The whole havamina, the sugi is a shver havamina. And I damaged the whole thing. It was a shver havamina. We'll have to learn it. But it's shver. Rashi is bichlal not shver. I was mazik shol chai. My tashlum is a shol chai. If he has a dead nevele, it's only a chetimtze to pay it out. But the hezek was 200. So if Rashi is glad, if Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara doesn't make sense. So Talmid Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is lavdavka. What was the havamina? That even the Lemaisa, you killed the shawl, so this you damage, it's not upon him chadoshes. and now you have to pay the 200. This was the Hava Amina. So the Hava Amina was that you have to pay the 200. How I pay the 200? I damage a full 200. The Nevela is a Nayazach. And I have to pay the 200. And the Pasuk is Mechadesh that I could use the Nevela to pay. For the Gemara, why I need a Pasuk? Tepuk Lemitzad Yoshi. But when you need to pay cash, you can use the Nevela. What we answer when we're learning like Rashi. I didn't damage 200. I have to replace the shul. I have to give you money. Or shove a kesef that could get like money. So we said, even the lemaisa like atchilo, you have to give money. But I'm not paying you the 50. That I don't owe bichlal. But lefi Rabbeinu Tam, the hezek was 150. But was a hava amine that I owe 200. He doesn't know why. But was such a hava amine that the damage is 200. This is ponim chadoshes. There's no shaykhus to me. No shaykhus to me. The damage is 200. This is panim chadoshes. Has no shaykhus to me. This was the hava amina from the Gemara. If this was the hava amina Gemara, and this is no shaykhus to me, and my damage was 200, so now the pasuk says you could pay 150 in cash and 50 in nevelas. For the Gemara, I don't need a pasuk. Alamal, I could pay subin. For the Rabbeinu Tam, subin is only b'diavad. We answered in Shir, we answered, what we answered? Rashi holds, I bet him have to replace the show. 50 is already replaced. Not I was damaged 200. I have to try to get to a show. The 50 that is here is already here. So you write the lekatchila when I pay, I can't pay subin, I have to pay cash. But we're asking, the person has money or doesn't have money? The person has money. If subin is not a tashlum, so he doesn't have money because he doesn't want to be terech. But while subin is a tashlum, so it's called that he has money. You're right, when I go to pay, lekatchila, I have to give money. I can't give subin. But if I'm asking how much is missing for the show, only 150. This is the aleph base, the tzus of the shmeis.
What?
Rabbi Natan did not learn that the gedar is that I have to be mashlim ashol. So what is the gedar of the sugya? Ke'ilu I owe 200. He doesn't know why.
He has the money ready.
Again, I was never mazik. This is his kasha. So al koch was a havam, you know, we're looking like ponim chadoshes. So it's not like he has it. Again, by us, was never the pshat, that the shavius was never nizak more from 150. No, I have to be mashlim ashol. But he has it. So if Subin is not a good tashlum, I have to be terech to be mashlim. And Yoshiv states that he's allowed to be terech. If he's allowed to be terech, he's only missing 150. This is the chidush haGemara. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam is never a din to be mashlim. So what does the Hava mean of the Gemara in our sugya without the pasuk? That it's called that I was mazik 200. He doesn't know why. And now I have to pay it. If I was mazik 200, he doesn't have 50. If he has 50, I was not mazik 200. The Torah says I was mazik the whole thing. And now it's a chiyuv tashlumim. If it's a mazik the whole thing and it's a chiyuv tashlumim, the nekuda sa'avone. I wanted to get the nekuda sa'avone. The nekuda sa'avone is coming and explaining. Lefi Rashi, it's not that I damaged 200. I damaged the shor, and I have to try to replace the shor. And what Lemaisa the Torah says, take the pieces, take everything, and together you can manage to get a show. I'm not paying you with an availer. What you have from the availer, you're not missing to replace. My job is to replace. How much I have to replace, what is missing? Just without the Yoshiv, that he has a right to replace it with cash, not with Shavu Kesef. Zog, and this is the chidush atayr that he has to metapel with the nevela. Zog the Gemara, it's not a chidush. Even when I don't have money, I could give him nevelas, and he has to be metapel. My job is not to help him to be metapel. If I have cash, I have to give it to him. But even if I don't have cash, his job is to get the cow himself. So if he has 50, he's only missing 150. This is the teretz of the Gemara. The havamin is okrashi the whole time was I have to be terech to get the shorim. The mele the nevela is out. I could use it later. But the Nevela is out because he doesn't have to be Terech. For the Gemara and Yoshiv state that I'm Terech. That he's Terech. So now if he's Terech, you're right, if I have money, I have to give him. So what he's missing for the show is only 150. Pemela is not Kashev Yoshiv. And Yoshiv is Nischadish that this is also a Tashlum. And Yoshiv is Nischadish that this is also a Tashlum. This is the Tzura Sadvor. Rabbi Nutam learned the Sugya different. Till the Talmud says Yitaki can't learn the Sugya here. That even Prasnevela he says he doesn't need a Pasuk. Because the Hezek is 150. So what if it went down less? I only damaged 150. This is the Kasha. That it's a hezek, and people tried to explain it here. Kilu, it's upon him chadoshes. I killed this in Ganson, so I owe you 200. I owe you 200. This is what the Gemara understands. Now, frag the Gemara, if I owe you 200, so but I could give you the nevela as Amy Din Yoshiv. Again, if the Gemara understands that I never damaged you, so you don't need to come to Yoshiv. I never damaged you. If I damaged you, so what the Gemara is bringing from Yoshiv? That this is called the payment. If this is called the payment, Val Zoka Benutam, it's only B'dieved, so I can't use it for a payment. Again, if the idea is to get the show, Val Lemaise, he could get the show, I'm not in Chuyuf to give him more from 150. But if it's a damage and the chidush is that I have to pay it and it's called a payment, I can't use it for a payment. But we were zoiche that when Rabbi Nochem found the Sefer HaYosho, he didn't know the Rabbi Nutam had Afnun Dalet. So he said, Rabbi Nutam says the Pasuk is talking that he doesn't have money. The whole shtick of Tera that we're going in the Sugya, the Shota HaShor, is the top. It's vice versa. Rabbi Nutam didn't learn the whole Torah, and I'm saying it with Das Rashi. Now that we found the Talmud Rabbi Nutam, so this is the Shlomo. The first piece of Rabbi Nochem in the Sugya you see is what was the having that it's 200? I mean, it's 150 because it's a din shor tachasho. Lefi Rabbi Nutam, it's no din of shor tachasho. Lefi Rabbi Nutam, it's no din of shor tachasho. So you're right. If Rabbi Nutam is no din shor tachasho, so you could say that this pasuk is talking taki that the person does not have money. That the person does not have money. This is the way he'll remind me the Sugya that the person does not have money. And the Mele he take it about the Gabi the Sugya, he says, Taki Zok the Talmud Bisham the Rebbe, Mashtainish Pshat. Why was the Havamina that he's damaged him 200? Was never such a Havamina. Abba Rashi Fakelt. This is the whole Havana in the Sugya that he damaged him 200. If we masbir it like that, Zok the Velt, the Nochem. This is the answer in Afikayam's kasha. So my job is really to replace the show. 50 he has. My job is to replace what he's missing. And Amud, how much he's missing? 150. Tam pays half of what he's missing. So the Mele, it's not a kasha where I pay 75. Again, if we thought that the Hezek is 200 and I'm trying to pay 200 and the Nevela is the first payment and then I'm paying, so we're asking Akasha, I'm paying 125. The gather is, the Torah said you have to replace what he's missing. What he's missing? The 50 that he has, he's not missing. This is out of the picture. So you're right, so I'm saying that the Hezek is 150. Yes or no? I'm saying Kilu the Hezek is 150. But the Pshat is, the Hezek is not 150. The Hezek is a Shor. Shor is called 200. And I have to replace him. The Chiddush HaTorah is that this is called to replace Mishas Hezek, not Mishas Amod Bedin. But after the Chiddush HaTorah, that this is already replaced, so what I'm missing is 150.
Missing half a
Shor. No. When I killed the Shor, and he's worth 50. So 50 he has. So what he's missing? 150. So the Mele, a tam pays 75. So what is going on in the Sugya? Pshat is Zazay. He's missing 150. He needs to get to a show. Kozman is no Chiddush HaTorah that the 50 counts because I would think that it's hard to sell it. So my job is to get to 200. When the Torah says that it's not my job to sell it, so he's missing 150. Not that the chidush, that the damage is only 150. The damage is the shoyer. It stays. Niskoy is a shoyer. He's missing a shoyer. Just my job is to replace the shoyer. My job is to get him to replace the shul. How I replace the shul? I look what he's missing, and I give him extra money to pay the shul. Like Rashi says, Mitzia, and he will take everything, and he will buy a shul. He's missing a shul. Till we will ask later the kasha. How am I say he can't buy a shul? The moshul, the price went down, so he can't buy a shul. So we have a buyer. If the hezek is 150, we'll never have that kasha. The hezek was 150. The price went down. I'm just saying, where you see what we're trying to say? That he has to buy a shul, and we'll see that. Chorin will ask it. And I said, the guy cannot buy a shul. And the opposite. Aaron is asking, what would it be if the Nevela became worth 200? You need to buy a shul, you can manage. You don't need me anymore. It's Negea Lemaise. It's Negea Lemaise Lemaise. A person killed someone's shul that was worth $5,000. He owes him $5,000. A week later, as a sale, the shul's cost $5. Lefi Rabbi Nutam, you owe $5,000. Lefi Rabbi Nutam is nothing worth to talk. Lefi Rashi is a big tzad. I'm giving you a shul. I replaced your shul. My chiyuv is the shul. It's not 200 or 100. B'meile, I would think that the way to replace is to give cash that he could buy. This was the habit. B'meile, while you have to give him cash to buy, the nevele it's hard to sell. While it's hard to sell the nevele, you have to give him 200. Want to be with the nevele? You'll work it out later. Not that I'm zoichen the nevele and I was mazik 200. Now listen, I just want to say the nekuda. Lefi Rabbi Nutam, I was mazik 200. I only was mazik 150. Someone tried yesterday to explain to me, Kilu, this is God, this is Panim Chadoshes. And the nevele is mine, Be'etzer. This I killed. The nevele is mine. Now it's a new fresh. So now I'm going to pay. If I come in the time, you can't pay like a tchila ben nevelis. Lefi Rashi, Lefi Rab Nochem, I didn't damage. Everything stays his. I'm never touching his nevelis. I have a job to replace the cow. Now I have a problem. How I'll replace it? I want to take the nevelis, but it's hard to get money out of it. They have to terech. So, Salkadai told that the chiddush is, but I could give it to him and he has to be terech. No, he has to be terech. This is the Hava Amina. He has to be terech. He has to be terech. This is the chiddush of the sugya. Alamo, when I give him sumim, he has to be terech. Yeah, but only by the eved. Normally, he doesn't have to be terech. Lefi Rashi, the gather is, I would think that I have to be terech. No, the teretz is, be'etzem he also could be terech. Like atchil, I can't make it to him, but he's not missing here. My job is to replace the shul.
Technically, the hezek was 200.
I have to replace the shul, not 200. As a shul. So I'm saying, the hezek stays 200. That's what I'm saying. The hezek, but by chiyuv, mu'ed is 150. And here's the chiyuv, the tam. We'll stop, it's very.